You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, October 23rd, 2016, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, and even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We gather here on this ingathering Sunday to celebrate our lives together in Christian community. In a few moments, we'll be invited to bring our pledge cards forward as we come to the altar, to share the sacramental meal that our Lord prepares for us each and every Sunday. And as we place our pledge cards in the baskets the acolytes will be holding, we'll be reminded that our commitment of our financial resources to the work we're doing here at St. Thomas is a sacrament itself. Our pledges to the ministry done in Jesus' name here at St. Thomas really are an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, as the prayer book defines a sacrament. And in this sacramental sharing of money in a meal, we're celebrating community. And a particular kind of community, a Christian community. I, for one, am extraordinarily grateful for this Christian community. You've inspired me with your commitment to service. You've inspired me with your compassion for those less fortunate than ourselves. You've inspired me with your thirst for learning and study of the Bible. You've inspired me with your support of experiences for our children and youth of what it means to grow in love and service of the Lord Jesus. And in the last year, as a cancer diagnosis has called me to confront my own mortality, you have held me up and loved me unconditionally when I might well have fallen down. St. Thomas is my home. My gratitude for this Christian community runs deep. Zani joins me in this gratitude, of course. She said many times that St. Thomas would be her spiritual home even if I didn't work here. So our gratitude for this place calls from us a response. In fact, it calls from us many responses. But today, our response is gratitude. It's being reflected in the pledge card that we'll place in one of these baskets in just a moment. Our pledge, as it does every year, represents an increase over the past year's pledge. Our income hasn't increased. In fact, as Zani continues to let go of her legal work, our income has gone down this year. Nevertheless, we are increasing our pledge. Why? Gratitude. Gratitude for this Christian community where we have known the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in the hands and the faces of so many of you. Gratitude for our Christian home. As I've reflected on the parable that we hear Jesus telling this morning over this past week, it's occurred to me that in many respects, it's a parable about life and community, like St. Thomas. You know, we usually view the story of the Pharisee and the and the tax collector as being about the Pharisees' pride and arrogance and the tax collector's humility. We're very quick to judge and condemn the Pharisee and quick to praise the tax collector. But, you know, that really just substitutes our own judgmental condemnation of that for the Pharisees. And really, does that observation change us at all? Does it provide any insight? Does it move us towards new behavior? Probably not. So I'm quite sure that Jesus had something different in mind here. You know, his audience of first century Jews wouldn't have seen these two characters as we do, with the Pharisee wearing the black hat and the tax collector wearing the white hat. No, on the contrary, Jesus' audience would have viewed the tax collector with great suspicion and skepticism. After all, he was an agent of an occupying empire. The tax collector represented the forces of oppression and financial slavery. And he was probably dishonest to boot. You know, tax collectors added their own cut of the proceeds as they collected, and that was sort of their fee. They were resented and considered to be traitors. The Pharisee, on the other hand, was an admired figure, a figure of rectitude and righteousness. The Pharisees not only were interpreters of the holy law, most of them sought to live out the law in their own lives. They sought to be good. So there's the frame through which Jesus' audience sees these two characters. It's pretty different from ours, isn't it? And now let's look at what they do. Two men went up to the temple to pray. Two men who couldn't have been more different, yet they share a common goal: to offer prayers to God. And to offer that prayer, not in private, not at home, but in the temple, the place where the community gathers to pray. The Pharisee begins his prayer by checking off all the right boxes. He's not a thief or a rogue or an adulterer, and God forbid he's not a tax collector. He fasts twice a week and tithes a tenth of his income. In other words, he is a good and righteous man who works hard to obey the law. In contrast, the tax collector is clearly aware that he is not a good and righteous man. He's not followed the law. And his guilt and remorse are crushing him. And so he acknowledges his sin before God and throws himself on God's mercy. And Jesus says that he is the one who will go home justified, which is to say, he's the one who will go home right with God. There's the kicker. There's the punch in the parable for Jesus' audience. It's not the dutiful, the righteous, the well-behaved Pharisee who's justified. It's the one who admits he isn't dutiful and righteous and well-behaved. That's the one who pleads for God's mercy, that his life might be changed, that his life might be transformed. That's the one who goes home right with God. Jesus' audience must have been astonished. And here's another astonishing takeaway from this parable. There is learning and insight and transformation for both of these men. For the tax collector, having received God's mercy, he'll become more like the righteous Pharisee. He'll become a follower of the law which, after all, was given to the people by God. He'll try to do good. And the Pharisee will become more like the humble tax collector. He'll recognize that simply checking off all the boxes isn't good enough. He can follow every jot and tittle of the law, but if his heart isn't humbled, if he doesn't recognize his need for God's mercy and grace, all the rule following will be in vain. You see, they learn from each other. They teach each other. They need each other. And where does this all happen? In the temple, which is to say, it happens in community. I don't know about you, but there are times when I'm the Pharisee, the dutiful rule follower, trying to do it right, trying to get it right all on my own. And then there are times, no doubt fewer, When I'm acutely aware of my brokenness, when I'm really aware of my need for God's mercy and grace. And thanks be to God, I have a community where all these parts of myself can be held and transformed. That's why I need this community. I need to be in a place where God's love is being witnessed to and acted out every day. I need to be in a community where I can know God's mercy and grace in spite of my brokenness and my failings. We need each other, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ. We need each other as surely as the Pharisee and the tax collector needed each other. And we need to be together here in this place, in this Christian community, where the love and grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ can be at work in each of our lives. Do we need to pay the light bill and the water bill at St. Thomas? Yes. Do we need to maintain these beautiful buildings and grounds? Yes. Do we need to pay our staff an appropriate living wage commensurate with their abilities and their dedications to their ministries here? Yes, I think so. All that's important. But here's something even more important. I'm giving this to this community. I'm giving to this place because I need this place. I need to be here with you, knowing and sharing Jesus' love and mercy. I need that like I need sunshine. I need that like I need cool water on a warm day. And if you're here today, my guess is that you know you need this place too. We need each other. We need this community. So when you're completing your pledge card, let it reflect your gratitude for God drawing you here to this blessed place. When you complete your pledge card, let me take a look at this little chart right here. You may have already settled on something, you know, a percentage. That's what a tithe is. It's a percentage of an intentional percentage of our income. When you're looking at this little chart, you know, find the percentage that you're thinking about. And then look over to the right. Look one or two columns over to the right. You know, imagine what that would be like. Imagine what that would be like to put that number up here. Imagine what that would be like as an expression of your gratitude for this place. Imagine what that would be like as an expression of your need to be here. As an expression of your need to be in this place, loved and held and transformed by Christian community. Let your pledge card reflect your gratitude for calling you into a community where you can be yourself. You know, that's why we're here. We're here so we can be ourselves, so we can know our true selves. We can know who we are as beloved children of God and know ourselves as being, you know, flawed and broken human beings for God's sake. We all are. And we don't come here to be judged or to judge others. We come here for God's mercy and grace, and we come here to share that mercy and grace with each other. That's why we're here. So let your pledge reflect that. Let your pledge be an offering of thanks to God for the many challenges of this life and for the many blessings of this life. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.